L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
You know who totally surprised me yesterday? Travis Kelce. So I tuned into, just to check it out, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Which started yesterday, I think, on Amazon Prime, and he's hosting the show.
Oh, he is?
Oh, he's a game show host,
saw
man.
The commercials for that, yeah.
Yeah, he did really well.
Did he really?
It's pretty good.
I can believe that, because I think you can tell just within a couple of seconds in the commercials that he's done, like, he's got the it factor as far as being able to like host. And plus his podcast is really good with his brother as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I could actually see him like thriving in that kind of arena.
He was good. Nikki Glaser was on there. Ocho Cinco. Lily Singh was on there also. It was just fun. And if you have kids, it's so hard to find shows where you guys can all like hang out together and actually watch and not have to worry about anything. And Travis did a really good job.
You think he'll get his girlfriend on there? Because, you know, she is a celebrity. We can see if anybody's smarter than her.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Let me see.
All right, so our co-host, Abby, has taken a big swing. Much respect. Much respect.
Absolutely.
You know, in a world where people are afraid to shoot their shot, not her. She shot it from 3,000 miles away. So if you haven't heard this, like, our co-host, Abby, is in London right now for a great romance. Possibly romantic reason.
Yes. So she went to Ireland for a girls' trip, and on the tail end of that, spent like literally 24 hours in London. And she ended up like was supposed to have dinner with a sorority sister who canceled on her. And it's like, it's all these like the universe coming into play to make this romantic connection happen.
Yes.
That makes you want to believe there's something greater there. So she's supposed to have dinner with a sorority sister. Sorority sister cancels. So she's like, screw it. I'll open up my dating app and I'll put in London and see what pops up. And this guy pops up and she's like, whatever, he's cute. I'll meet him for a drink at the pub. But that drink at the pub, there was just this palpable chemistry. And it was like this enemies to lovers and their banter and the way they were like picking on each other. And any fireman carries her from one pub to the next.
I've had a couple women do that to me and it's a turn off.
To get fireman carried.
They just picked me right up and brought me from pub to pub.
Just threw you on the shoulder.
And she wanted to extend her stay. But the airline screwed her. So she's on the flight back home from London after having just one date with this guy. And she's like, there's so many things like left undone, unsaid. Like, this can't be the end of the story. So lo and behold, the girl 2 days ago flies to London.
Mm-hmm.
On business.
Uh-huh.
Business. The best kind.
And she had a date with London Boy last night.
So I was watching this video the other day, and it had to do with business, but I thought it applies here also in a personal relationship also, that you cannot be happy and succeed in life unless you take risks. You absolutely must, right? Relationships, business, and that's what she's doing right now, man.
I feel like 9 out of 10 people would think to do what she's doing, but only like 1 out of 10 would actually do it.
You'd have people talking you out of it. It's not safe. You don't know this guy, right?
Not us.
We were like, oh,
this story is too good for the radio. You got to get your butt on a plane and go, 2 days off, take 4.
Why are you still here?
So she's been leaving us voice notes along the way just so we could follow what's going on. We didn't want her to get her, you know, call. All in. Just have yourself a good time. Just leave us a note from time to time.
Because of the time difference. So Cassie and I are very much as the old married maids on the show. We were like, we went out to dinner with Abby recently and she was kind of waffling on whether or not to go. And we're like, do this for all womankind.
You like, don't want to do it for yourself. Do it for us.
Do it for us so we can live vicariously through you. But we told her the stipulation is if you go do this, we have to feel like we are on the date with you. So she was tasked with leaving voice notes. So as she's getting ready for the date, on her way to the date, if she could sneak away to the bathroom while she's on the date to give us an update, then, you know, of course, the post-date voice note as to how it went. So this is Abby chronicling how last night went with London Boy.
And she made not one, not two diary notes for us. There are 8 of these.
8?
Oh, damn.
So
all right, we're going to be here a while.
And so I will walk you through these, Bert. it starts with her. She's even working in London. She interviewed somebody for Breakup Breakdown, and she is just leaving that, and she's waiting to hear from him.
Okay, just wrapped up my interview that I had scheduled in one part of the city, and I am headed to, I think I'm headed to the date. He hasn't texted me quite back. I don't know where we're going. He's like, where are you meeting me? And I was like, how about you just freaking tell me you're the dude who lives here? So as you can tell, I'm like a ball of nerves. I thought it was going to be later. And I wanted to get a drink before so I could be a little drunk, but alas, we can't always get what we want. So I'll keep you posted.
Okay, so this is interesting. It doesn't matter what country you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in that intoxicating period of your relationship or not. It's always going to go the same way. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you feel like doing? Oh, no. Well, you, he's in his own country, dude. She doesn't know where to go. All she knows is medieval times.
Right. Facts.
All right. Second voice note.
All right. Things can change on a dime.
Well, this just shows you how quickly things can change. 5 minutes ago, I was like, what the f*** going on? And now we're back to just shooting the shit. I am apparently going to Corporate Thirsty Thursday, which is what I was promised would be an amazing time last time I was here. Because apparently that's when all of the offices, like the finance offices, pay for people's drinks. So, hang on. So, nobody knows where to f-ing walk here. Oh, wait, hang on. Is this my tube station? I gotta go.
So she's got that nervous energy of a first date, and she also doesn't know where she's walking and how to get to the underground.
She's all out of breath.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
All right, so she has to call an audible.
Okay, he's going to be really mad at me because I was probably 30 minutes away from the pub he suggested, and I just decided that I can't go sober. So now I am looking for a bar that I can jump right into and just get a quick shot because I feel like I'm going to throw up. Like, physically, I'm ill.
I should have told her about the open container law before she went. You can drink on the tube in England.
Really?
It has to be in like a paper bag. It can't visibly be alcohol, but yeah, you can. I have drank many a Strongbow on that tube.
Well, Abby didn't know that, and she's having a hard time finding a pub, so she has to make a drastic decision.
Update. I'm going to have to go sober because for some reason I found the one strip of central London that is no freaking pubs. Normally when you're walking around, there's one on every freaking corner. Literally cannot find a single one. It's just all shopping. So you know what? I'm going to be a big girl, putting my big girl pants on, and I'm showing up sober. It's going to be fine. Okay, maybe. I don't know. But I look really good, and that's all that matters, despite my spray tan hands. It looks like I got into a fist fight with an Oompa Loompa. That's how orange my hands are right now. But you know what? Other than that, it's fine. Okay, here we go.
Did she say spray tan?
Yeah, so she, of course, you get a spray tan.
In England?
Before
she left.
They're going to know exactly she's not from England. She's got a bit of pigment.
Yeah, so I know, right? So I contemplated bringing it up to her because I noticed the spray tan hands.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah, I did for once.
On Wednesday.
Oh, you didn't notice her nose job, but you noticed the spray tan
hands. That's what I knew. I'm like, if I noticed.
they were bad.
Like Eva Mendez.
It's like she made a chocolate pie with her hands. Like, it was really, and I was like, you know what? The way she was wearing her sweatshirt, she was hiding her hands, and I was like, okay, she's self-conscious about this, so we are not going to bring it up. We are not going to draw attention to this fact, and so at least she acknowledges that she did a bad spray tan job.
So she was having a really hard time finding her liquid courage, and then there it was, like an oasis.
I'm totally kidding. I have found the alcohol. I am walking towards the alcohol. I am getting some alcohol. I am not showing up sober, dang it.
I can't judge. I have confessed to you guys before. I had never gone on a first date without having some kind of alcohol in my system before getting on that date.
I get that.
Never. She's doing a beautiful job. I'm glad she's getting her liquid courage. What's next?
Okay, he's in the bathroom. When I tell you, you guys won't even freaking believe what I just said. I literally almost ruined the date before it even started. And then the second I sat down, I was like, I'm actually going to throw up. So then I sat in the bathroom for like 10 minutes. Can I be honest? This is going really poorly.
This is going really well.
She's so stressed.
She's got herself so psyched out.
Oh, man. I think poorly being the key word. I don't think she's had enough pores yet.
I got to make this quick because I'm running out of battery, but he is looking at flights to Atlanta.
What?
I have girl boss too close to the sun. They're playing Sweet Caroline. Oh, my God. This man loves me.
So they clearly have met. They're hanging out. Things are going great. And this dude now is looking at flights to Atlanta to hang out with her.
That's what she freaking said.
That escalated quickly. Last diary day check-in.
Okay, this man's literally obsessed with me. Not to brag, but this man wants to take me out on this very specific type of date, which I won't reveal what it is, but I'm very intrigued to what's going to go down because he is very excited about it. So I think we're seeing each other on Saturday. So to be continued.
Wow.
Shoot your shot.
Okay.
Good for her.
Sounding good, man.
It sounds great. Do you think it's going to get to a point where he's so eager to come to Atlanta, she's going to be like, I am so turned off. He likes me so much.
He's so clingy.
There's got to be something wrong with this guy.
The Burt Show.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.